Hello, I'm Chris.
And I'm Steve.
And welcome to the adventures of Newbies in the Playground. The playground for adults, that is. You must be over 18 years old to be listening to this. And if our adult children happen to find this, well, awkward. Surprise, kids. Your parents have a freaking awesome sex life. Now, go and listen to someone else's podcast. We are a longtime vanilla couple who have decided to venture out of our own playground and into someone else's, with their permission, of course. We are by no means experts, not even close. We get all our information from other podcasts and by trial and error. Join us as we document our experience trying to find a fun playground to play in. We can offer limited advice, but we'll probably need lots of advice, and we can guarantee a lot of laughs and fun. If you have any questions, suggestions, or advice for us, please send them to newbiesintheplayground@gmail.com. Now on with the podcast. All right, so our second visit to that club was Valentine's Day. They had a special supper, Valentine's Day supper.
Yeah, that's right. It was a nice evening. It was very well decorated.
It was very nice.
It was quite busy, actually.
It was, but it's a very, very small place. Like, it doesn't hold a whole lot of people. And I found, I don't know if you found this, but I found that the people there just, they kind of already knew each other, all of them, and we just kind of seemed to be, I noticed there was another couple, too, that kind of looked like they were the odd couple out. You know, they were just sitting on their own, and you and me were just sitting on our own. And I just didn't feel comfortable to go and break into the crowd. You know, everybody had their groups and their cliques that were kind of together. And
it seems to be pretty tight groups, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it seemed like they meet there every Saturday. And
Yeah. And that they're all playmates and they all play together. Yeah. And so, I just didn't feel comfortable to try and break into the group and talk to anybody. And so I didn't feel comfortable to go downstairs and play either. Like, just you and me play.
No, we didn't even make it downstairs that night, actually.
No, I just wasn't feeling it. You know, it just wasn't there. I just wasn't feeling it to go downstairs and play. So
we ended up spent a few hours there, and then we ended up playing pool. And
yeah, we had a few games of pool. It was nice they had a pool table there.
Yeah. It was nice you let me win one.
Yeah.
But no, it was nice to play pool. It was a nice atmosphere anyway, I mean.
Mm-hmm. But just because you go and it, like, if it doesn't feel right, then it doesn't feel right. There's no pressure. You don't have to go and play. So we just left and we had our own fun evening on our own.
Yeah, we went back home and we make love at home.
Yeah. So then after that, it was like a lot of things happened in our life. There was a changing of locations, changing of jobs. There was, you know, a lot of things happening. So there was... Eight months before we finally made it back again to a different club this time. We were somewhere else and we went to this new club. And I really enjoyed it there. Like, it was larger than... It was probably at least twice or three times the size as the one we'd been to before.
Oh, it was very big.
Very large.
And I liked the setup.
Like, the dancing was great. People were, you know, it was because there's more people, like, it's larger, so there's more people there. There's more people dancing. The dance floor was packed. So it was so much fun.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, there's a lot of stuff happening on the dance floor.
On the dance floor.
That first night we were there, though, there was that one guy who really thought he was something special. Like, he was driving me nuts, actually. But, I mean, obviously somebody enjoyed him. But he really thought he was something special. But there was a couple of stripper poles. Well, actually, at this time,
there was only one.
But, so there was girls using the dancing with the poles. And, you know, a lot of action happens on the dance floor, we found out. Because they get to...
Yeah, when it gets closer to midnight.
Yeah. after
there's a
11.
Lot of stuff happening on the dance floor, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Clothes start to come off, and
yeah.
you see
girls on girls,
boobs all over the place,
yeah.
girls and girls.
Girls playing with each other's boobs.
A lot of girls on girls,
yeah.
actually, eh?
Yeah.
And of course, their guys are just loving that action, and... And yeah, and then it seems to be at midnight. It seems that midnight is the time.
12 to 12:30.
Yeah, yeah. Where people
like,
start to leave the
like
dance
12:30,
floor.
12:30, the whole place upstairs empty.
Yeah, and then you head around to the
yeah.
play area, and that's where you'll find everybody. And so we went back to the play area, so it was actually our very first time, because our first two times going, we didn't go to the play area.
We never make it to the play area. That's the first time we actually made it to the play area.
So we felt comfortable enough, I felt comfortable enough,
yeah.
to say, yeah, okay, let's go back to the play area.
So we went downstairs, we got a locker, we
and
get the towels.
And it's funny, you're the locker room, you know, it's like a locker room, and everybody, the men and women, are all there, and they're all stripping down, and you put on a towel. That's all that you have. Women are allowed to wear skimpy lingerie.
Yes.
But men are only allowed back there with a towel. I think they're just being protective about people coming in with cell phones or stuff like that, so they want to be able to see that you've got nothing on you, and if you're naked, well, then you've got nothing with you, right? So, but yeah, and nobody is, it's not weird in the change room. Like, I was
no.
afraid it would, you know, it would be a little bit weird or feel a little bit weird for me since it was my first time. But you know what? It really wasn't weird at all. Everybody was there for the same
mm-hmm.
thing. Everybody was doing it.
Mm-hmm. There's also showers there. You can shower before.
Yeah, yeah. Showers
or after.
And yeah. And there's a girl with a key that goes around and unlocks your locker for you
mm-hmm.
and gets your locker ready. And then there's a counter with a bunch of condoms and lube and hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
Got all the bases covered. And then you walk out of the locker room back around into the play areas. And there's all sorts of little rooms. Like there's rooms with doors that you can actually close the doors if you want to.
That's your private time. Well, you can just leave the door open and just put a rope. That's
yeah.
when you just want to be looked at.
Yeah.
Or if the door's open and the rope is down, then...
That means anybody's free
to
go
join.
In and join. Yeah. Or there's little areas with just sheer curtains going
yeah.
across as well that you can yeah. you can look through the curtains
and
then
there's
see
a
them.
Big play area.
Yeah, a huge play area, like four mattresses on the floor.
They're pretty big mattresses, actually.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They're at least king size, I'm sure, mattresses.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a whole bunch of couches.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's another place around the corner, but it's more like a... There's a TV there, and it's just like a warm-up place, I guess.
Yeah, and there's a library area.
Yeah.
Like the old wood bar going across where... And then the wooden...
It looks
like
nice.
Walls, like it's almost like a library out of an old,
yeah.
you know, beautiful building. And it's got, you know, the nice leather couches. Like the decor seems to be a lot more sophisticated in that room. And,
yeah, you're right. Very nice place. And there's those things for BDSM there too.
Yes, there's, what's that cross called? There's something about
I'm
a cross
not sure.
where you get tied up on this...
Mm.
Cross to
get
flogged
and yeah.
spanked and stuff like that. They had one of those, and of course some funny looking chairs.
Yeah, there's a barber chairs. There's a
yeah, like a barber.
There's
chair.
Those tantra chair that you love so much.
Yes, yes, the tantra chairs. I love
yeah.
the tantra chairs. I've actually seen those before,
yeah.
not in person, just on the internet.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I would love to have one of those. So when we walked back into the playroom and we saw that there was actually a tantra chair there. That was, I was really thrilled
yeah.
about that.
We didn't use it though.
No, not that
Not that
late.
Time. We just stayed on the couch.
Yeah.
There was a...
Yeah, we... Because it was
player,
so crowded. We did had
yeah.
a hard time even finding a spot. So we had to just stand up there against the wall. And we were looking around, taking in all the sights and sounds.
Getting oriented to see what we could do. What,
yeah.
Where and what's going on.
And then finally, right beside us, a spot opened up on the couch. It's
yeah.
only a two-person couch. But we only took up one spot, so
That's
we sat
right.
down there really quick, and like I sat, you know,
yeah.
snuggled up right beside you, and I mean, we started to play on the couch,
mm.
and then another couple came and joined us
on the couch, like they were playing on their own, but right beside us, like right beside us. So I was on top of you.
Yeah.
And then, so he sat down on the couch and he was enjoying a blowjob from his girl. And so it was nice. It was neat to play. Like with, I didn't feel like we had to play together. Like they were doing their thing and we were doing our thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was neat to be in that atmosphere and so close.
And then in front of us, there was another couple.
Oh, there was a,
about two, three couples there. There was a foursome, that's right.
They were all switching around and doing all.
And then right beside in the big play area, there was one girl who was quite busy with three guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was busy.
Yeah.
They were taking turns and...
Yeah. It was really, really busy there. You could hear screaming everywhere.
It was great. I love that. Yeah. Like, I just, you know...
It's a huge turn-on.
It really is.
Even though if you don't go and don't join, just the fact to be there with all those people and listening and, I mean, you're doing it and looking and...
Yeah.
It's quite fun, actually.
It really is. I love it so much better than just being at home and watching a porn on TV. Like, the porns are so fake. They're there to make their money. You know what I mean? They're there to put on a show, make the money. When you're here, it's all real.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
nobody faking anything in there. It's all genuine pleasure. It's real. You know, I really enjoy that, the sights and the sounds and watching people, you know, genuinely enjoy what it is that they're doing. That's a big turn on for me, and to hear all the sounds.
It's kind of near to ear, and there's all kind of different kind of noise.
Yeah.
we started slowly. I mean, we just started like just touching and kissing, and then we just went down on each other a little bit, and then you sat on top of me.
Yeah.
That was our first evening.
Yeah. It was really great.
You were very wet, by the way.
Oh. Well, that really turns me on.
You were really turned on.
It really does turn me on.
It was a lot of fun. For the first time we went downstairs, it was a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah. And it was a nice atmosphere. And so that night we went was couples only, right?
Yes.
It was a night that...
It was a Saturday night, couples only.
Couples only. There were no single people allowed in.
Single girls were allowed.
Single girls.
Single girls are always allowed.
Yeah.
But no single guys.
No. So that was our first night, our first experience. It was really something.
Yes.
And I felt really good. Like, I always felt safe and comfortable. I didn't ever feel out of place, like somebody was staring at us. Nobody is. They're all paying attention to what they're doing, you know?
Well, everybody's looking, but
they're
not
staring.
Well, everybody was
looking. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So that was a wonderful night.
That was it. So we'll wrap up this episode. And as always, we encourage you to try it out. If you're listening and you haven't done this before and you're thinking about it, or as often the case, maybe the wives are, you know, not too sure and the husbands are trying to put a little bit of pressure on them to go, you know what, it's not that bad. I think you'd be surprised at how much you would enjoy yourself. You're not obligated to play with other people. You're really
not. No means no.
No means no, always. And even if you start playing with somebody and you decide you don't want to, you can shut it down right there. Mm-hmm. And you're not obligated to anything. And it really is a lot of fun.
You know what? You'll see that people will ask before they even touch or do anything anyway. It's quite respectful down there.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
And if you're scared because you don't have the body of a Barbie, or, you know what I mean, or Ken, or...
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You have all shape and all ages down there.
Yeah.
That's one thing. I mean, there's totally different all type of bodies, body types and age and...
Yeah.
I mean, there was people in the probably late 20s or people in their 60s.
Yeah.
And everybody's having fun.
Yeah. So that was it. That was our third visit to a swingers club. And it was a success, I would say.
I think it was a success. Success enough that we're planning to go back.
That's right. All right. So we'll talk to you again another time. We'll be back with another adventure, because we plan on going back again.
Yes, definitely. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.